Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am being threatened with jail by the criminal United States Department of Commerce occupied by foreign banks who, via the RAND Corporation, are publicly establishing a United Nations occupation force. Now, I've covered this a few years ago, and also covered it 15 years ago, but I thought today I would explain to you why all of this is happening. Here's the actual plan for paramilitary police, literally in your home, running checkpoints, re-education centers, everything. It's from the RAND Corporation. It's a 200-plus page stability police force for the United States, justification and options for creating U.S. capabilities. The first version of this I saw in 1998, and it's got a whole index of other accompanying papers. This is how they're going to lock you and your family up at a forced labor camp. So I'm going to integrate this in with internment and resettlement operations, FM3-3940 today. Now, you wonder why all this unconstitutional stuff's going on. It's because the lawless have taken over, and they're breaking our will right now. We're going to stick our hands down your pants at the airport. Now it's going to be on the side of the highway. Now we're going to go inside your body on the side of the highway, randomly pulling you over. Now we're going to shove needles in your arms. Now we're going to question your kids about you. And the so-called census is every 10 years to apportion the members of Congress. How many members of the House? You get two senators. How many members of the House you get? It goes back to the Bible, the Leviticus, and several other books to number the people. And the general public, not maybe one out of 50 or so get the yearly survey now, but businesses get the yearly and even monthly survey telling me to go get tens of thousands of dollars of accounting done under penalty of perjury. And it says, 2 months ago, we requested that you participate. We requested you participate in a mandatory, see, it's all written fraud-wise. This is fraud. They don't care. They're lawless crooks. In a mandatory national survey by completing the 2012 annual services report. Stocks, bonds, officers, licenses. I mean, when I said $10,000, if I actually accounted and did this right, it'd cost us $100,000, $200,000. We would shut down. Plus, it says under penalty of perjury, fill this out. You can go to hell, crooks. Okay? How's that sound? I'm going to write Fifth Amendment on this, and I'm going to mail it back to you again. Just like the IRS charity head, top IRS official, invokes Fifth Amendment in congressional hearing about Tea Party targeting program. By the way, the Tea Party folks went out, about the most law-abiding group out there. I've seen the statistics. You've seen them as well. Went out to protest the IRS building, and they had the federal police out there with their guns, and their body language was sticking their chest out, bugging their eyes out at them, at the Tea Partiers. That's what the 2 billion bullets are for. That's what the paper targets of old ladies and little kids are for. Folks, I've been to the urban warfare drills, but it's all public in the Army Manual FM3-39.40. Internment resettlement. It's all public in the national, international. It talks about UN forces in America, how the UN and NATO have occupied and how they're going to do it. They're imploding America. And then they call themselves the stability force while they do it. Now, the good news is I talk to feds, I talk to police, you name it. Most of them are awake, but they're still got their job being ordered to do this. But we're being converted into poverty. That's the globalist management system. So I thought I'd go through some of the police state news today. By the way, they just came this morning with this. They were here last week, too, threatening us. This is an example of what we live under. But the Fifth Amendment's only for the foreign banking cartels collection agency, the IRS. It's not for you. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, the 22nd day of May 2013. No guests today, so we can cover the news and obviously take your phone calls. I got in here this morning and went over the news, and it just absolutely mortified me, because the criminal elements of government and corporations are in a pedal to the metal, balls to the walls, Mach 10 hair on fire, bum rush, counter-offensive against common sense and humanity. Now, they see us waking up and speaking out and acting like free people as a counter-offensive. We're just trying to survive and get some oxygen into our lungs. We're just trying to build a civilization for our families and our children. But the control freaks have all convinced themselves that they're better than us and that they deserve to rule over us. And what's happening is the Western world under Agenda 21 is publicly being shut down. They are publicly collapsing the entire Western world while trying to collapse the Third World as well. That came out almost 4 years ago in the Copenhagen documents, where they were going to have right at double the carbon taxes on the Third World they were going to have on the West. And they had told the third world, "You, we're going to shut down the wealthy West and give you all the money," trying to use class envy. And, of course, then the treaty came out, and it was a anti-human manifesto of Agenda 21 Part 2. And this is what we're under. And the frustration is, for somebody that's read Agenda 21 and somebody who's read the accompanying documents and someone who studies all of this, then I read internment and resettlement operations, FM3-3940, and even more importantly, the master document that's been reissued since about 1998 over and over again at the RAND Corporation's own website. It's thousands of pages long. The latest edition is 200-plus pages. A stability police force for the United States, justification and options for creating U.S. capabilities. Over the years, I have read different versions of this, scanned over it. Last night, I spent about an hour here at the office and about 2 hours at home rereading it. And it made me physically ill. I actually got nauseous. Probably because I was so exhausted, and about 2 a.m. went in and almost threw up. But it was psychologically being so obsessed with reality and knowing everything about the program. And when I see cops and I see training and I see newscast, I know it's just the latest incremental rollout. And the cops and the media don't know this. People don't go read all this. This says UN-directed, occupied federal police under the Department of Defense via the Rural Affairs Council, which you now have under Obama in place, though this was proposed in 98, literally calling it a stability force, police force for the United States, and talking about how it's the UN-NATO model in all the countries they've occupied, and how they're going to interrogate us, how they're going to break us down, how they're going to phase in banning protest by free speech zones, and then saying protesting isn't safe, and how they're going to phase out liberty. But they propose it as a service to humanity brought to you by the United Nations and Interpol. And even the average constitutional lawyer is not going to read this. And about 2 a.m., I just got on my knees in the living room, and I said, "God, do we have to go through this?" Because I know what's going to unfold. I know the whole program. It's so horrible. They're just going to keep turning all the industry off. In fact, there's an article in there in the broadcast studio in the control room, Austin American Statesman. Will you bring me the Austin American Statesman from Monday? Or maybe it's Sunday. The headline was Monday. The headline was "Poor Flood to Texas, to Austin, as the rest of the country collapses." And it's going to be like this everywhere. And people that still have jobs are going to be hunted by the criminals and hunted by the parasitic government and corporations. And it's just trampling and being trampled on. And they are imploding the world and then posing as the saviors of the stability force while they do it. And I have a stack of news here today. One of them is linked up on DrudgeReport.com on the left-hand side. Armed Homeland Guards protect IRS from Tea Party protesters. And I just look at this whole criminal class. Even the IRS is illegal. Threatening you with perjury if you don't fill out all these, you know, hundreds of forms that no one can get right because it's not meant to be gotten right, so they can make you a criminal and take everything you've got. And then most of the politicians don't even pay taxes. The big mega banks don't pay any taxes. That's on record. I mean, it's just a total mafia now saying the answer is make us all poor so that we're not uppity, and then posing as saviors while they implode it all. And then Congress tries to reassert itself and says, "Let us see all these documents." And IRS says, "No, we're not going to show them to you." Well, they should all be arrested, but they won't be. And the head of the IRS division, who's been caught running the persecution, obviously ordered to do it, watching MSNBC 3 years ago. By the way, we found the clips. And then and in the last few days, they've been saying, of course we target the Tea Party. They're racist and deserve to be arrested. They deserve to be spied on without warrants. And the thing is, these idiot Democrat minions, they're being chemtrailed. They're being given deadly shots. They're eating GMO. Their kids are mentally retarded. Their IQs are dropping. I mean, all over the U.S., folks, we lead the world. The IQs have dropped. I was saying 10 points. That was like 15-year-old data. It's like 20 points. Pretty soon, look. You know, the good news for all of you is this isn't going to go on much longer. In the H1N1 vaccine and the rest of it are the, quote, stress vaccine. And what it is a virus that actually eats part of your brain. And that's why the public, most of them, can't even do anything anymore. I mean, they're already killing everybody. It's unbelievable. And it's just going to get incrementally crazier and crazier. And, I mean, I'm up at 2 a.m. reading how they're going to occupy us with U.N. troops. And then knowing when I come on today and show you out of this document where they say all of it, out of the Rand Corporation Arroyo Center, that I've read every year's permutation. I hadn't looked at this in about a year, so I pulled it up yesterday, and it was even worse. I mean, it describes it all in there, how they're going to occupy us, and it even shows the blue and white trucks for the Sustainability Police Force. And by the way, it was those same blue and white trucks confronting and getting in the face of the peaceful Tea Partiers, going to the IRS, and the feds are there with cameras videotaping them, trying to intimidate them. There's feds in black suits standing there, bugging their eyes out at people as they walk by the parking lot, and then people go over and try to talk to them, and then the arrogance goes out of the face of the fed, and he touches the guy and says, move along. I mean, just idiots thinking they're on a winning team for a globalist, soft-killed, incremental siege destruction system. I mean, we're going to see toll roads put everywhere, everything bankrupted, all the small businesses shut down by design, and just the destruction of prosperity with the globalists exempt from everything, buying everything up, and everyone kissing their butts. And then the crime's going to be so bad, you're going to be glad to see security guards. You're going to be glad to see cops in black uniforms. You're going to be glad because the petty crime is going up all over the country. Not the violent crime, because they're afraid of that, because they know people have guns. But the petty crime's exploding. But it won't matter. You'll see it as protection. But then, meanwhile, the system, through 100 other ways, is going to absolutely drain you, no matter how much money you make. If you're not an insider, you will pay 100% tax. 100%. Reuters reported France now has a 100% tax rate. I tried to do the math last year when I saw the numbers. 75% national tax on middle class and wealthy. And then another 75% on that, but I couldn't add up all the local other taxes. But Reuters reported that it's 100%. Percent. There it is. Taxes on some wealthy French cops. 100%. What did Thomas Jefferson say? The level of tyranny will be you live under. Whatever level you put up with. It is maximum evil. Maximum. And I just got another process server at the office from the Department of Commerce, and they're now saying they're going to fine me or arrest me if I don't spend, it's got to be $100,000. To tell them just every dime, and they say if it isn't accurate, I will be arrested for that, and I have no Fifth Amendment. The IRS folks was set up when they set up the private Federal Reserve. All the money goes offshore. None of it runs the country. It's the Gestapo. It's meant to shut down their competition. All the elites are exempt. They've written the laws. Google, 0% tax. General Electric, 0% tax. JP Morgan, 0% tax. And they've got the private security firms, and they run the NSA. The big banks, they all run the NSA. The telecommunications companies aren't jacked by the NSA. They are the NSA. I mean, their meetings are all public. They're the global government. By the way, they've announced they're not going to allow protest. Of course, everybody's still going to go at Bilderberg. They said, well, you might do something wrong, so we're not allowing permits northwest of London for citizens to go protest 150 global leaders meeting in secret. See, the first it didn't exist. Now it's in the local paper in London that the police are saying, because the mayor said that protesting is bad. See, oh, we're so free in North Korea.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
So, a natural disaster strikes and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben's Discount Supply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben's Discount Supply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702, or click Ben's Discount Supply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben's Discount Supply.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We're going to get into a plethora of video clips, audio clips. I'm going to break down one of the top IRS minions of the foreign banks, one of the occupiers of this country. She took the fifth. She said that's the right of all innocent people to protect themselves from persecution. The IRS is a government agency, but it collects money for the private Federal Reserve. We built this country without the IRS, and most IRS employees I know, because you can't you know, take a swing in the dark without running into an IRS agent here in Austin. It's one of the biggest IRS command bases in the country. In fact, just right where my office is, there's IRS stuff all around here. They all know it's a fraud. They all know they can't go after billionaires and insiders, and they're told who to go after, who to not. It's always been that way. And America's just now going, wait, Google pays 0% tax, and then domestically 3.4%, and Obama pays 18%, but Alex Jones pays 40%. And anybody making over $125,000 a year knows you pay 40% now. And that's just that tax. Then there's all the dozens and dozens of others. But I just showed TV viewers 100% tax on anybody making over €1 million a year. And that's about $1 million. Now, remember, when you're paying 75% federal tax, that's €250,000. Then you pay all the local taxes, and then they now have a tax on whatever's left federally. Is 100%. 100%. 100. And then it came out a few months ago that the entire Socialist Party, all the leaders were paying no tax, and the EU bureaucrats are tax exempt. And the French actually rioted. A bunch of cities got burned partially over the French rioting. Did you hear that in the news? I mean, it was a footnote in the French news. You ready to pay 100% tax? And by the way, there's all these people that are, you know, making $20,000 a year, $30,000, and they hate everybody who makes more than them. Who do you think gives you a job? Who do you think comes in your restaurant? Who do you think buys a car from your car lot? Who do you think? The more money there is, and the bigger the middle class, and the more real wealthy you've got, who build houses and buy cars and send kids to college and go on trips, and buy books, and you get an economy, a complex economy that isn't a one-crop economy. But America, to use an economic term, is going into a one-crop economy, and that's tyranny and oppression and monopoly. And I'm going to try to calm down when we come back in the next segment. It's a longer segment, and I'm going to get into the whole IRS thing. I'm going to get into all the other news. But, you know, I started reading again, and I'm going to cover this in the third hour today. A sustainability police force for the United States, justification and options for creating U.S. capabilities. And the first time I read this, the Austin American Statesman had an article in 1998. This is a new version, updated. And it said, oh, there's going to be terror attacks in America soon. And Rand Corporation says we need to get rid of our freedom and have troops on every corner and spies everywhere. But this will be our new economy. And it's going to be great. And so I went to the UT Law Library, couldn't find it online at the time, got a copy of it, checked it out. They acted like secret agents when I tried to get a copy of it from them. They had it back in the stacks that only PhDs could get. But somebody was a fan there, so they let me have it. And I read the thing, and it was everything they've now set up. You read the Rand Corporation documents on Federal Police Force, Sustainability Force from 1998, folks. It's all happened now. Now, that's why I'm freaked out. Man, you read the new one. The reason it's a cross between getting a chill, getting tears in my eyes, and also going into rage, that what am I supposed to do to get the public and everybody to realize this is a criminal takeover, admittedly. And they talk about a stability program, just like the British Ministry of Defense 2007 report. Guys, you type in flash mobs, British report. It's London Guardian top link, and print me that report as well. It's a 90-something page report. The London Guardian article has a link to it, and it describes how society is going to collapse. But what they don't tell you in these reports is what's in the other reports, the Agenda 21 and others, where, and I played the Maurice Strong clips and Ted Turner clips, where they're going to shut everything off. They're going to shut your health care off. They're going to jack up all your fuel prices. They're already doing it. They're going to put crap in the food and water where you get so sick, you collapse into the system, and it's there helping you, and it'll give you the morphine drip. And now they've come out and said, and we're going to no longer allow you to be buried or cremated. They're going to put you into a tank that renders you down for farm fertilizer. That's all been announced. So it's Soylent Green, how they're going to process all of us, and they're just going to start killing everybody. They're already doing it. And I've got to read them how they're doing it. And I'm like, what are we going to do to stop this craziness?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
My friends, I'm going to get into the IRS news. I'm going to get into all the latest developments. But people are up in arms about the IRS harassing pro-life groups, churches, Billy Graham's son, libertarian groups. I mean, of course they do. Don Salazar has got an article coming out where we've confirmed they're federalizing local police around the country. It's all part of the Rand Corporation plan. They wear bizarre red armbands. And they took part in helping arrest Adam Kokesh when he was on federal property, local Philadelphia police did. But in there, they list these local federal specialized police as anti-terror and anti-civil disobedience. And they list protesting as civil disobedience. Protesting, demonstrating as people getting together saying, we don't like what you're doing. This is our country. But all over the U.S., they will not issue protest permits to any type of libertarian or conservative group. I don't get permits. I go on the Capitol and I protest. I go into the Capitol and get in people's face. And the police stood down and did their job because they, A, don't like what's happening. I happen to have talked to some of the top people. And B, they understood, hey, you get a permit if you want the steps all to yourself, just like you get a permit to block a road for your parade. Then you've got to get a permit because you're blocking everybody else. But see, that's why gun permits, sure, you get a permit to be specially trained and to have it concealed, because common law says you can't have concealed weapons because bad guys carry concealed weapons. So now we can, because it's illegal to have concealed weapons under common law, we can give you a license to have one. Because it can also scare the bad guys. But see, then it turns the idea of owning guns into a permit, period. Kind of like, oh, you want a church? Now you got to have a permit for that. Well, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Oh, well, you're not really a church technically. You're a charity now, and that's what we passed the law on, because Congress can make a law on a charity, and you've opted in to be a charity. See, it's all contract fraud. And so the IRS people have been caught, and the whole administration's clamming up, and they're taking the fifth, just like on Fast and Furious. And it's gone all the way up to the top person, right under the director, and the head of the IRS is resigning right when they were already retiring. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all cynical jokes. And she says, I'm taking the Fifth Amendment, which doesn't mean I'm guilty. It's to protect innocent people from persecution. You bet it is, baby cakes. But I know what the IRS does. I've experienced it, and other constitutionalists I know have experienced it. I don't make a big deal out of it because I'm busy fighting the New World Order. I'm not, you know, when dirty tricks go on, all sorts of stuff, I just know I'm over the target. But of course they persecute people. I mean, I've had them, federal and state and local police, let's not exaggerate, 30-plus times conservatively over the years, come up and go, hey, Alex, let's blow some stuff up. Let's kill some cops. And when that didn't work, I'm out covering an urban warfare drill, and a commando rolls out of the bushes in front of me and Mike Hansen and starts lighting fires, going, you shouldn't have done this. And then the guy was surprised when we jumped on him. I'm not going to brag about what went on, but the point is it's all what you're with the government, so you're real tough. I'm supposed to be scared of you. You know what? Somebody in the wrong cannot stand up against somebody who's in the right who keeps on it coming. And the point is, I know what I'm talking about, okay? I mean, you know what it's like to go over a 200-page document like I did last night, scanning through it, probably read half of it again, and to have the memories of all their other reports that they've now gotten done. And then this means I'll be sitting here, if I'm lucky, in 10 years, reading and the next report, and all of this would have been done. The UN model occupation of a federal mercenary force, the overthrow of due process spy networks, and what's crazy is it is a UN implosion model. Just like the Soviets would take over a country, cut off the resources to bankrupt everybody for a couple of years to then break their will and then reorganize things under insiders' control, it's a criminal instinct. And just like Mao did that with the Great Leap Forward Cultural Revolution, and just like the EU's doing with its high taxes that the insiders are exempt from, this is a criminal monopoly takeover. It is like robbing a bank. I mean, it is totally 100% from every angle, inside and out, a criminal takeover, and this is nothing. The physical occupation is at least something people are going to be able to see. And the staged domestic terror attacks, they say, are going to start, which you saw at Boston. By the way, one of the roommates, one of the witnesses, said the FBI wants to come talk to me. I know they're going to kill me. They got him in custody and shot him in the head. You know, oh, FBI wants to talk to Alex Jones, and he died during questioning. I mean that's the headline here. That could happen to anybody. That's how it works in the third world. Oh, it said the FBI agent didn't need to go to the hospital. They're not going to say what it was, but he may have pulled his hand away. So we shot him a couple times in the head. FBI kills Tamerlan acquaintance, told friends he thought the FBI was coming to kill him, and they said, no, This is America, the friends are quoted as saying. You'll be fine. I like the kids at Waco, the babies, when the Delta Force put that mine, an anti-personnel shape charge on top of the church records building, the only concrete structure inside the compound. And then the Army posed with the skulls, including children's skulls. Because nothing's more manly than a skull, huh? Really, I thought it was manly to raise a family and train people in the ways of being good and strong and building a civilization. I didn't know it was only manly to kill children. But don't worry, you're all going to be killed too. So drink your fluoride and take all your vaccines and kiss your life goodbye. Because I've looked at the actuaries, the death rate, and the increase in cancer and autism and neurological disorders, and it's increasing close to 100% every 7 years or so, depending. That's a guesstimation. But you think a couple thousand percentage point in diabetes is bad now in the last 20, 30 years? Even higher if you go back to the 1950s? Cancer rates, same thing, all these other... Oh, don't worry. You're an environmentalist? You think humans are the problem? You think carbon dioxide, we exhale, is the problem? Don't you worry your little mind, your little heart. Bless your little heart. Bless you. Bless all the fools that serve this. And that's the only sick consolation I've got. Is the New World Order goes after its own people because they know it's a spiritual rule. They go after their own people about three times more often they go after people that resist them. So all I can tell the government is double down. Take your kids in for the full regimen of over 100 vaccines now. They're trying to make 57 of them mandatory. Roll up the sleeve, have the convulsion, and hail Satan. Kill your child for the government. Kill it so the Rockefellers can have the whole world. Do it. Commit to it. But don't be lukewarm. You either come in and get recruited to the side of light or you join darkness, you understand? Because those of you that think you're going to stand in the middle of the road and be safe, I got news for you. You're in the worst possible position. Now, we are hitting the event horizon in everything we do on this show as the public realizes that what we're telling them is true. And I don't know what they're going to do to me at this event horizon. If we go through this event horizon and they don't kill me or set me up, all they got to do, folks, is pull me over, beat me up, and say I attacked them and kill me. But if that happens, I don't want that to happen, but it's a victory against the enemy if it does. Don't let them spin it that it wasn't a victory. If they kill me, that shows we're really hurting them bad. And just remember, ladies and gentlemen, none of us are going to make it out of this alive unless we resist these people. And the only thing you have to understand is the danger is in not speaking out against these people because their plan is so over the top, so manifestly evil, that they count on you not being able to deal with the magnitude. And I get that. That's why when I was reading this RAND Corporation document, going back over FM 3-3940, all 300 pages of it, scanning through it, internment resettlement operations, and it talks about the re-education of you and your family, processing your Social Security numbers. It links to the executive orders where they put you in forced labor camps, the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, the Rural Affairs Commission under Homeland Security and Department of Defense, InfraGuard, clergy response teams. You know, if you work for the system, boy, you better go read all this. You'll be like, oh, that's why they're doing that. Yeah, you need to go. Look, they think, again, it's not that they think you're so dumb. They have to hide this in plain view because then the people implementing it think, well, it must be okay. It's hidden in plain view. Kind of like crucifying Christ was done in plain view. Kind of like Aztecs cutting people's hearts out was done in plain view. Cops came to Jeffrey Dahmer's house repeatedly. There'd be drugged out people. You know, we had acid injected into their brains, looking like zombies, stumbling around with their heads shaved and incisions. And he'd just say, these are my lovers. And it was like, oh, political correctness. Okay. Hurry up and get them in that plastic drum. Can I help you? I mean, if it's a liberal gay thing, I mean, you know. Yeah. I mean, you know, maybe Jeffrey Dahmer can run the Boy Scouts or something. I don't know. So, I mean, you can't discriminate against Jeffrey Dahmer. The whole point here, ladies and gentlemen, is they play all these games with you. And I see the average adults. When I do see hard, serious men, they're worried about getting their own money and running their own life and keeping their head down so that the system doesn't come after them. Oh, you're the first they're going to come after. This thing doesn't like competition. But I look at the general public. They are children. And they're not even so much stupid, even though their IQs have been reduced, as they are just totally naive. And then that's what the propaganda pointed at them is designed to do. Is, oh, don't listen to those people. That's crazy. The government's putting stuff in the water. The government's shooting people up with syphilis. The New York Times attacked me yesterday and said, you know, Jones claims they're putting stuff in the water. There's a couple of mainstream articles. I think that was the one, yeah. And sure, people tend to listen because of this Tuskegee experiment, but, you know. I mean, you can even kind of see the New York Times person going, huh? What? This guy's a kook, but wait, there's a whole hundreds and hundreds of, actually thousands of big programs with thousands of people in particular programs. I mean, I just, you don't get into the New World Order unless you see everybody else's dumb animals you want to kill, and then you want to create a self-fulfilling prophecy where you dumb everybody down so you can dance on their grave. I mean, I wouldn't be happy now, and plus they wouldn't let me, trying to go and join the system and then hope my family was going to be protected, being part of the prison system they're setting up, even for the establishment, where you basically live in a prison of control, compartmentalized, knowing we'd just be wiped out later in a higher-level exterminism program, and then just sitting there and watching them dumb people down and use the psychotronics and everything on them. I mean, I just don't want to have any part of this. This is insanity. And then meanwhile, they're now coming to my office every week with registered mail, not banging on the door, even though it says go around to the other side of the building. They bang on that door, and we go to it. So just they say, we're going to arrest you if you don't fill out. I mean, you ought to see the stuff in here. This is stuff that came this morning. 2012 Annual Services Report. And they say, it's the law. 2 months ago, we requested that you participate in a mandatory. There is no law. This is not a census, folks. I mean, just hundreds and hundreds of questions. I must give them all my domestic licensing for films and upcoming projects. Oh, yes. Domestic licensing of rights in television programs. International leasing of rights in motion picture films. International licensing of rights in television programs. Hell, I don't even know where all these contracts and things are. Audio-visual work specifically produced for outright sale. This is shorter than the last two forms. Finished goods, work in progress, all under penalty of perjury. Question after question after question after question after question after question. Who are the officers? How much money do I have? What are the stocks? What are the bonds? What's in my bank account? Blah, 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 blah. So I can go, oh, here, you're a known criminal federal agency run by foreign banks who already have all this via the NSA. You just want to cross-reference it, put it in your computer, see if I made a mistake, so you can come and arrest me. Yeah, I mean, I could be found with a dead body in the back of my car and a bloody axe and fingernail scratches down my face with my skin under a dead woman's fingernails in the back of the car. And they couldn't compel me to self-incrimination. But they're going to sit here and threaten everybody. And America lays down to it. You think you're going to get freedom laying down to this? All you're going to get is run over. So sick of it. And by the way, people don't, I told them 10 years ago, or now it's 13, they said, oh, the new censuses will be yearly, and then they're going to be monthly. And it's up to us. So just monthly, here, under penalty of perjury, fill all this out. I'm so busy fighting the New World Order, I go in there about once a month and check the finances, make sure we got enough money coming in to fund this operation. enough time to sit here and answer all your criminal questions. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm innocent until proven guilty, dirt bags who use our Constitution and Bill of Rights for you. But you tell me that I don't have it. We're going to play that pig, that foreign Federal Reserve agent pig scum. People are, they might get you. They might, fine. I'm not living on my knees anymore to you scum. You criminal scum. Folks, it's this instinct and this spirit that built America and made us the wealthiest, most powerful, most inventive, trailblazing country in the world. And now we were brainwashed into believing that sucking the boots of the New World Order, that handing our children over to their government training camps, to drinking their poison. I mean, they've got 24 Harvard studies out. And just, you know, IQ's plunging, massive cancer increases, fluoride's being sprayed on all the food as well. Megadeth, Megadeth, Megadeth. And the elites all stay. And then I go to the city council, and the mayor laughs at me because he's a fat, degenerate, scumbag pig who is helping poison where I live. And I have to go to hellish lengths to protect my children from it. Because he knows what they're doing. It's funny to him. It's funny brain damaging you.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
I don't have to see for miles and miles.
That I don't know about the little trick.
Well, I can see trillions of miles.
Never see you when deliberately.
Literally. You can see trillions of miles.
Well, here's
you can see gas nebulas.
You're going to choke on it too. You're going to
distant galaxies.
Because of the wild.
That are trillions upon trillions upon trillions of miles. Meanwhile, we're such nice people that good people just go, oh, you're bossing me around? Let me bow down to you. Oh, you send me letters just saying, fill out all this for us on a monthly basis or we'll arrest you. And I'm like, but I know the law. There is no law. Shut up. We have men with guns. Well, you know what? I got guns too. And I'm not the one pointing them at people like you. That's why they want our guns, folks. They are going to literally put us in re-education camps. I mean, what's your proof of that? Internment Resettlement Operations FM3-39.40, 2010. Go read it. Revolution, flash mobs, and brain chips. A grim vision of the future. London Guardian. Same thing out of the British report. The end of the family. The end of sovereignty. Everyone poor. Yeah, they're doing it. The RAND Corporation, plan for the emergency reorganization, a sustainability police force of the United States during the engineered collapse. Justification for it. You better go read this, media. I dare mainstream media. Go read this. Of course, a lot of you probably haven't studied it. Probably don't know what it means. You're like, well, it says it's for our stability. There's going to be a federal rapid reaction force that federalizes local police. And it's got the whole command structure and everything else. I mean, here's just some of the police state news I've got today. Cops being trained that cell phones could be guns. The feds are training them. So they're already arresting people for videotaping them. The new thing is to play like it's a gun. I actually saw this 5 years ago with Luke Radowski. It's in the film Truth Rising. The security guards for Silverstein, they're out there protesting with a permit. Oh, that just told the goons where to go. They go, Larry Silverstein don't like you protesting. So scram. But I'm going to say that camera's a bum, and you're going to go in the hole for terrorism.
Put your phone down. Put it in your pocket.
I'll be fine.
I need to hold on to it.
No, you don't.
I need to hold on
to
it.
Don't.
Yes, I do, sir.
No, you don't.
Look at her.
May I look into inspect it and make sure it's not a firearm?
A firearm.
As you can see.
I need to see your phone.
No, it's fine.
And now you can have, in this case, a little bitty iPhone. I need to make sure. How about I need to make sure you're not a tyrant? How about I need to make sure you don't work for Kim Jong-un? Or how about Satan? How about you're the danger in history? I saw the security guard video from Ohio that's gone viral. Put it up on Infowars.com yesterday. Where there's been a pileup on the highway. The people kept to get off the highway. They're up there on a hill taking photos of the giant car pileup. And this woman runs over in a Marine Corps drill sergeant outfit that looks like a clown. With the shirt about 3 inches in front of her hands. And starts screaming at them, get out of here. And they go, okay, well, yes, nice. So she assaults the woman, and the woman beats her up, but only to protect herself. And the security guard has now lost her job. But, I mean, this is just the lunacy. This is the lunacy of what's going on in this country. And we're getting videos. I mean, they tried to put people in Illinois in jail for life for videotaping police. Under wiretapping laws that don't even apply. They're filming us. They're breaking on our records without any warrant. But then we're not supposed to be able to videotape them in public when there's no perception of privacy. And that's the new article. Cops being trained that cell phones could be guns. New tactic attempt to limit YouTube clips of police brutality. I mean, this country, folks, this is North Korea. They are turning us into North Korea. And we better get government back in line, folks. Now, I'm going to get into the whole IRS scandal, your phone calls, a lot more. Hour number two coming up.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, rates. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.